Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
Happy to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand. Boxed in. That's today on DocX MD and Audra RN's Funny Feelings.
This is an outrage. I demand an explanation.
Doc, expressions such as think outside the box, we're boxed in, or even forms that say stay inside the box are everywhere.
Odd, your observations are on target and certainly fair. Folks commonly want the same thing. Good health, happiness, safety, and consistency. All outcomes that boxed-in thinking is imagined to bring. Boxed-in thinking forces our brain's harsh inner critic filter to strain what's entering it.
Blocking views and opinions we're uneasy to admit.
Physically and metaphorically, being boxed-in creates a safety zone we unconsciously seek. Poet Robert Frost describes this desire in his poem Mending Wall when reciting,
"Good fences make good neighbors."
He suggests
structures offer an illusion of protection and organization for both the strong and the weak.
The power of the box is appreciated when acknowledging gifts are more desirable packaged when given to you.
A blue Tiffany box is magic. While premiums skyrocket on collectibles worth when sitting in an original box that's mint or new.
In medicine, ambulatory care centers are doc-in-the-box stores. And in baseball, we stay involved with runs and hits by penciling in box scores. Without preference, boxed in provides a socially acceptable place to keep insecurities bound at the high cost of restricting new skills. Rationalization argues boxed in pressures are controlling,
despite their constant challenges that silently limit our wills.
Greek mythology's Pandora box is actually a large jar containing all the world's harms. A solemn reminder that boxed in doesn't guarantee finding healthy, happy, or safe waiting arms. When it comes to being boxed in, it's a funny feeling to know. When we move outside the walls of false security that boxed in poorly provides,
we create fresh choices, ideas, and opportunities that help us build a new future without restraining walls or sides.
Where the heck am I, anyways? Well, wherever it is, I don't like it, and I'm getting out of here.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
It's a pleasure to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do. That we all experience but don't fully understand.